The Unforgettable Birthday Party. The sun had finally risen from the embrace of yesterday, and the gentle blue hue of the sky entertained birds of different feathers, mainly a flock of excited sparrows that flew and dove for the sight of morning food. A pair landed on a house's window, chirping and singing a song of celebration. It was the day he so desperately waited for. Kaysen awoke as his ears caught the morning ring. The sparrows had been successful in pulling the kid to his feet. He bolted out of bed to the window. His eyes and ear-reaching smile gave out his excitement. Yes! Today is the day! Pulling his hand to his chest, he could feel the rhythm of anticipation. His parents had promised an eventful evening to him, one he would remember for ages. It was his 5th birthday. I can't wait to see what they've planned for me. Kaysen felt giddy as he hurriedly put on his clothes, leaving no time for a breath in between. Skipping in haste, he bounded down the stairs. His small feet barely made a sound on the cold wooden floor. His heart was brimming with joy, and he couldn't wait for the exciting day to unfold. Finally, weeks of daydreaming were about to turn concrete. The moment was here, and he couldn't be happier. He thought about the fun activities he and his closest friends would partake in. Jumping from the last step to the ground, he stood frozen, with his mouth left agape. Wow. He walked forward, completely entranced by the beauty of his decorated living room. Colorful balloons were everywhere, from ceilings to walls, floor to the foyer area from where the guests would enter. He couldn't believe how in such a short amount of time, his parents could pull through such an amazing setup. On the side table, he could see different decoration ornaments, party hats, party poppers, and different games scattered over the living room table. Looking up at the ceiling, he saw how beautifully a pattern was crafted out of vibrant, colorful streamers. The ribbon was first attached to the walls and then brought together in the midst of the ceiling, resulting in a giant paper-made flower. He wheeled around like a yo-yo to glance at his vibrantly decorated surroundings. Pausing, he made his way to the dining table, where an assortment of delicious snacks and treats were spread. The cake, made by Kaysen and his parents, was beautifully decorated with frosting and sprinkles and had 5 candles ready to be lit. He could smell the buttercream frosting from where he stood. Licking his lips, he smiled. It all seemed like a perfect dream to him, way better than what he had daydreamed about for weeks. The doorbell grabbed his attention, and he rushed to welcome his friends. He met his father on the way, who patted his head as he leaped for the door. Greeting everyone in merry, he called everyone inside. Kaysen's best friend jumped forward to hug him. Then a series of exclamations rose as the guests took in the well-decorated view. On the side stood Kaysen's mom with a tray of party hats. One by one, each kid picked up their hat and entered the living room. Kaysen had set up a large pile of toys and games for them to enjoy. They spent the morning engaged in various activities such as truck racing, building towers out of colorful blocks, and coloring pictures in their favorite books. The house echoed with the sound of laughter, chatter, and the occasional outburst of excitement as the children relished in on the fun and celebrated the special occasion with pure happiness. After lunch, Kaysen's dad took the group outside to the spacious backyard where they played tag, hide-and-seek, and even had a relay race. Kaysen's mom surprised them with water balloons, which the children happily threw at one another. Laughing and dodging the splashes, they ran and played to their heart's content. Kaysen and his friends decided to play as teams to make the game more interesting as they wanted to see who could be the best balloon master, a name they had artistically crafted at that very moment. Kaysen and Alan were in the same team, while others settled in the other 3 pairs. Once the winner was selected, it was time for the grand finale of Kaysen's birthday celebration, the cake-cutting ceremony. Kaysen's parents led everyone back inside the house, where they gathered around the beautifully decorated cake, and the group sang the happy birthday song for Kaysen. Laughing, he closed his eyes and made a wish before blowing out the candles. Amidst applause and cheering, Kaysen and his parents sliced the cake and handed out slices to everyone. The rest of the afternoon was spent playing more games and opening presents. Kaysen was thrilled with all the toys and books he had received, and he couldn't stop thanking his friends for coming to his birthday party. Once his guests left, Kaysen rushed to his parents to hug them tight. Taking them in his small embrace, he shared words of affection making his mother teary-eyed and his father smile with a sense of accomplishment. There is nothing more special than seeing a child smile for a parent, and today, they felt as if they had conquered all heights. Talking about the memorial event, they passed a few hours in the company of one another and then called it a night. Kaysen slept in peace, holding on to the presents that he had gotten today for his birthday. The morning after his fifth birthday party, Kaysen woke up, rubbed his eyes, and yawned in an attempt to shake off the sleepiness. He got off the bed and walked to the kitchen, where he saw his mom and dad having a little chat near the kitchen counter. Kaysen hugged them both, one after another, feeling his father's hand resting on his head. Kaysen stopped smiling as he felt a strange feeling settling within him. He saw that his parents were talking about waking him up, which confused him greatly as he stood right behind them and had just hugged them. He said, "Mom, Dad, I'm right here. Look." But they were oblivious to his presence. They did not respond or look his way, which made him feel weird. Waving his hands, he jumped a few times. "Mom! Dad! Hey! Look!" No response came his way. Exhausted by all the failed attention-grabbing techniques he knew of, he went ahead and tried to touch them. His hand reached to touch his father's jeans, but passed through as if he was the wind. He gasped and came back to his senses. Gulping, he pulled his hands before his face, trying to see and feel the shape of his face in his grip. He thought, perhaps it was a dream, but dreams require sleep to come up. He still couldn't get it out of his head, how it felt so real and, at the same time, felt like a construct of his mind. Was he there? Were they real? Was it the buttercream frosting? Did it even happen? "Aren't you too quiet for a recent birthday, boy?" "I feel weird." "Weird? In what sense, honey?" she said, flipping an egg. "I feel like you were waking me up for my birthday again. Somebody is still in the celebration spirits," she chuckled, heading for the table. "Mom, I just had a weird, alive dream. I mean, it seemed like I was in a movie or something, like right now, when I walked into the kitchen." "Oh, really? That is nice. Did you fight some bad guys or ride a dragon?" she said, ruffling her hair. "No, it was a real dreamlike experience. Dreams aren't real." "Well, this one was. I just dreamed or just saw that I saw you and Dad talking about waking me up, but you couldn't see me. It was like I was invisible or something."
"You know what else is invisible? My savings," said Dad, eyeing a slim pile of bills in his hands. His wife smiled as she buttered the toast near the kitchen counter.
"Dad, I'm not lying."
"Who said anything about lying? We were talking about inflation, weren't we?"
He looked up at his wife nonchalantly.
"No, Dad, we were discussing a more important thing. Please listen to me."
"All right, Kaysen, come here. I'm all ears."
He patted the seat beside his. Kaysen opened his mouth to speak, but paused as he saw his father focusing on the bill.
"Mom!"
"All right, I'm listening." "Yes, speak, O Chosen One."
His dad bowed his head before him.
"This is not funny. But you are our Chosen One, right, honey? I mean, we couldn't replace you in time."
Mom smacked his shoulders as she put the pancakes before Kaysen, who glared at his father.
"Kaysen, your father seems to be in a good mood today. That is why he's acting not like himself."
She passed him a knowing glance, and he shrugged.
"Did you read a joke on one of the bills, Dad?"
Kaysen retorted, sipping his juice.
His father laughed out loud. "That is my boy. All right, now you got my full attention, Junior Hotshot. Tell me everything from the start."
"You're going to drift off again."
"I promise, I'm not."
He expectantly looked at Kaysen while chewing a bite of his pancakes.
"I saw a dream or something where I saw you both."
"Okay, pretty normal to see your old people."
He smiled.
"It wasn't like a normal dream. It was, I don't know, different. It was like I was standing right next to you, but you couldn't see me.
That's a strange dream, buddy, he said with a chuckle. Maybe it means that you're worried about not being seen or heard.
But Kaysen paused and thought about that for a moment, but it didn't seem like a digestible answer. He felt uneasy, like there was something more to his dream, something that he couldn't quite put his finger on. Honey, you shouldn't worry much about it. Sometimes we do feel weird, but it is completely normal for us to do so. Sometimes we think it is weird because it is unusual. We also zone out sometimes and go deeper into our heads to think about things that might or might not have occurred.
Your mother is right, Kaysen. Once you get older, you will get to witness things you will never understand, like this forever increasing government tax. Who designs these algorithms, or whatever they're called? Groaned his father, again eyeing the bill.
Kaysen looked at his ever-amused mother, who seemed unbothered by her husband's easily flickering attention span. Kaysen sighed, pulling his plate closer to dig in. The day slipped on as usual, with Kaysen playing with his toys and spending time with his family. Even amidst his willful distractions, he couldn't shake the weird feeling off his chest. It felt too real to be forgotten like that. A part of him wanted to witness it again, just to make sense of it. But on the other side, a part of him didn't want to enter the forbidden imaginary realm, in fear of another layer of incomprehension. At the back of his mind remained a gentle thought. He believed that his dream had a deeper connotation that he needed to understand on his own. As the evening approached, Kaysen decided to ask his parents if they had any ideas about what his dream could mean. They sat down together on the couch, and Kaysen narrated the dream once again in detail. His parents could see that Kaysen was still quite invested in the dream. Passing each other a look of understanding, they decided to hear him out once again, this time with a fresh mind. Listening patiently till the very end, his mother said, "You know, sometimes dreams or dreamlike situations can be a way of processing our emotions and thoughts. Maybe your feeling is telling you that you want to be seen and heard. You want to be noticed." Kaysen looked at her face blankly. "I don't think it means that, Mom." "Can you tell us what you feel like it means?"
"It feels real to me. I'm not sure."
"Why does it feel so real to you?"
"Because I can clearly remember every single detail. I jumped and shouted to get your attention. You didn't listen because you couldn't see me. Then I tried to touch you, and then..."
Kaysen furrowed his brows in thought. He felt a hand on his cheek. His mom had slipped closer to him.
"Then what happened?" "Mom, I tried to touch Dad's pants, and then my hand just passed through, like he was air."
He saw his mother raising an eyebrow at her husband. "Perhaps it is because your father doesn't listen to you closely."
"That is not true," he tried to defend himself.
"Your son just felt that he couldn't touch you. I know enough psychology to tell that it signals the distance between you and him."
His father turned white, looking at Kaysen's troubled face. He said,
"I'm sorry if I made you feel this way, buddy. I know. I agree with your mother. I sometimes get carried away with life and responsibilities, and because of that, I sometimes don't pay attention to the things or people that actually matter to me the most."
He came closer and sat on the table in front of his son.
"I am extremely sorry, Kaysen. You deserve my full attention and love. Am I forgiven?"
Kaysen nodded softly as he was pulled into a solid hug. His mom smiled at him.
Still, it wasn't enough. He needed elaboration that would satisfy him. What his mother had pointed out made sense, but it wasn't it, at least to Kaysen.
"I think you should call your Grammy. She has lots of experience with dreams. Perhaps she can help you out." She knowingly smiled. His father looked at him.
"Do you still want us to talk about it?"
"No, I think I understand it a little bit."
"You don't have to say thank you for that. Whenever you want to talk, you can come to us, okay, buddy?"
Kaysen nodded with a smile. Once he was in his room, he thought about everything his parents had said to him, and he felt much better. Maybe his surreal experience was trying to tell him that he wanted to be recognized and appreciated more, that he wanted to feel like he belonged and mattered. As he lay down to go to bed that night, Kaysen felt a sense of peace wash over him. He had learned something important about himself, something that he would carry with him for a long time. And he knew that he would never forget this strange, dreamlike experience he had had the morning after his fifth birthday party. He felt grateful to have parents who listened to him and provided him with the space to let his thoughts out in the open. Contented, he closed his eyes and drifted into a peaceful slumber. From that day on, Kaysen had always felt different from other children. He felt disassociated standing amidst a crowd of kids. They would laugh and flutter like free beings, yet Kaysen, even after trying, couldn't completely let himself go. He felt an inward restriction gripping him in place. Soon, he decided that crowds weren't his thing. He drifted knowingly to more secluded activities like throwing a rock in a lake or feeding the ducks in the park while his mom talked to a next-door neighbor. Kaysen spent hours with himself, morphing day by day into a more introverted soul, the one who would look at people, would feel beyond their existence. After his fifth birthday, he began to have strange experiences where he started seeing people, but they could not see or hear him. At first, he thought he was dreaming whenever something like this would unfold, but it kept happening, and he could see people around him, but they couldn't see him. It had, with time, become a usual part of his life, and Kaysen realized what his parents had said wasn't what he was dealing with. It was something different, something his parents nor the people around him could understand. It was his discovery, of which he had to uncover the answer. As he grew older, the experiences became more frequent and vivid. He would find himself in different places, watching people going about their lives, but they were completely oblivious to his presence. He could hear their conversations and see their expressions, but he could not interact with them in any way. He had accepted the fact that it was just him who could live through such experiences. He was the spectator, while the people he saw in his dreamlike state were the specimens under his critical lens. One day, during an attempt to socialize with his old friends, Kaysen witnessed an unusual moment. There were six boys in the group. Four lived nearby his house, whereas the other two had biked their way to the park for a meetup. Kaysen stood listening to their goofy banter about certain things they liked, trying to participate through mild smiles and soft nods. Only when asked would he partake in the conversation, and that too, in a close-ended, yes and no manner. The boys didn't mind his little participation as they were quite invested in the topic. A gentle smile played on Kaysen's lips. He enjoyed the feeling of being included, as it signaled a more normal approach to life. For him, at the moment, it was enough to be able to stand among a group we could label as his friends, even though he rarely showed up at these play gatherings. Tuning in, he heard, "So, my dad got the tickets for the latest basketball game," said Grayson in a flex. "Who else is going with you?" Tommy asked from his bike. "Just me and my old man. Guess where are we going after?" "Where?" Tristan chirped. "Al's. They got the best pizzas in town." "I went there with my cousins a few days back. It is overhyped." Carson rolled his eyes as he kicked a pebble with his shoe. "Personal preferences, I believe." Grayson didn't take the bait and continued to boast about the game to his other friends. From a distance, they saw a boy similar to their age approach them. Kaysen thought that he looked somewhat familiar, but he couldn't remember where he saw him. He was a skinny little guy, standing at the age of 9. "Hello. Guys, this is Billy. He lives beside my home. He wants to play with us today." "Nice. What are you good at, Billy?" "At the moment, running," he panted, holding his knees. They chuckled. "Why were you running?" Freddie asked. "I'm practicing for marathons." "Are you serious?" Eric looked at him in interest. "Of course not. Am I crazy or something?" He scrunched his eyes at the sky. "Then," Tommy asked, "some weirdo stole my bike when I went to get ice cream. Billy said, slapping his hand in everyone's hands as a player does on a field. Kaysen grew white as a flashback tumbled forth in his mind, where he saw two kids outside a shop running away with a bike. The dream was hazy. He could, at the moment, not see the faces of the kids. He tried to zone in, but they existed in the form of mere silhouettes. "Kaysen, let's go. We're playing on the field," said Tommy. Okay.
"You've grown into a really weird person. I can't believe you're the same kid whose team won the balloon challenge at your birthday party. You were dope back then," Eric croaked to his face with a smug look.
"Stop bullying him and choose your partner," Freddy spoke from a distance.
"He is with me."
Grayson and Eric high-fived each other.
"You freaks are going down,"
Eric shouted, looking at his friends. Walking to the field, Kaysen felt a presence beside him. He looked, and it was the new kid, Billy, walking quietly with him.
"Don't mind them. They got no life. You do you."
Billy smiled.
"You can be my partner."
Billy extended his hand, making Kaysen somewhat awkward.
"I know, not my style, but you look like you're meeting humans after a long time. Do you want a partner?"
"Yes."
"One worder, I see."
Kaysen passed an awkward smile.
"Good. More words for me. I tell you what. I plan, you follow. Deal?"
"Yes."
"Let's beat their asses. I might look like a stick, but don't count it as a weakness. I am agile and faster than all of you here. Take my word for it. Plus, I am my school's best runner."
He flashed a wide-toothed smile, which made Kaysen smile. The game started, and surprisingly, the game chosen for today was a race across the field. Kaysen observed Billy as he blended into the crowd while the rules were being laid out. He didn't let his strength cloud his consciousness. Acting slightly blank, he gestured Kaysen toward the track.
"All right, here's the deal. I will take the first round, then you'll finish it off, okay?"
"Got it."
"And one more thing. Don't run without the stick, or will count as a forfeit even after reaching the finish line."
"Understood."
"Relax and don't think about winning. Focus on your race rather than the outcome. A coach taught me that."
"So you are training for a marathon?"
Billy gaped at him for a while, then nodded. "Perhaps I am crazy after all."
"I hope you reach the level you want to reach."
"Thanks. I don't have a level yet. I'm just a kid."
"Let me be, man."
He started stretching his legs by standing on his toes, balancing for a second, then relaxing his feet.
"You seem to know things."
"Nah, just a few stretching techniques even kindergartners would know."
"I don't."
"You ain't a kindergartner."
They laughed.
The race started, and one of the kids decided to volunteer as a referee. The partners took their places, waiting for the whistle to blow.
Billy nodded Kaysen's way as he got into position. The whistle blew, and off he went like a flash of lightning, leaving others behind in the dust. Kaysen panicked as he saw the bullet-like kid coming at him at full speed.
"What the hell? Run fast, Eric!"
He looked to his side. Grayson was going ballistic, stomping, clenching his fists. His glare was set on Billy, who wasn't paying him much need. In a flick of a moment, Grayson turned and grabbed Kaysen's arm in his.
"Look, freak, you better lose, or else I will throw you in the trash bin on the way back."
Releasing immediately, he kept his stare in sync with his, then focused on the front. Kaysen got into place, feeling sweat trickling down his spine as he waited for his partner to arrive. His heartbeat increased, and he felt his throat getting clogged up.
"Hey!"
He zoned in just at the right time. Taking the stick in his hand, he started his run for life. Constantly thinking about the overarching threat of Grayson, it revolved and toppled his brain like an avalanche of stress.
"What should I do? Should I win? They are bullies. What if they actually come after me? I have to go back home alone. Should I tell Billy?"
Running, he felt his insides constricting his breathing. Panting, he kept running. His brain had cut off all sounds of his surroundings. The only thing that rattled in his ears was the beating of his heart.
"I have to do it. I have no choice."
Kaysen placed his foot on a rock and lost his balance. He tumbled to the ground, skinning his arms and legs in the process.
"Oh, shit!"
Tommy, the referee, shouted at his nasty fall. Grayson laughed aloud as Kaysen stood up and was harshly pushed to the side by Eric.
Move over, loser!
Billy caught him from falling. You all right? Kaysen's face looked surreal, as if his heart had stopped beating a while ago. You look like you saw a ghost or something.
I'm sorry,
Kaysen muttered. It is just a game. Some people just take it too seriously, said Billy. On the front, Eric and Grayson were rubbing their victories in the other kids' faces. Kaysen gaped at them silently, feeling a pang of guilt revolving in his belly. On his left, Billy was having a hearty talk with one of the boys. As the boys started to walk toward the exit of the park, Kaysen managed to creep closer to him. There was not a single pinch of defeat in his voice. He was still as witty as he had arrived, making everyone laugh with his humor.
Billy!
Kaysen called out.
Yes?
He turned as the group faded out of the park and scattered to different routes leading to their homes.
Do you want to hang out?
Billy looked at Kaysen quietly, igniting within him a sense of panic.
I don't mind hanging out, but I'm about to shift soon to a new town, said Billy.
Oh, when? Said Kaysen in a low voice.
On the weekend. Sad we met at the last moment.
Yes, sad. But it is all right.
They roamed the streets, talking about mundane things. Billy told Kaysen about his school and how he had to move to different cities ever so often due to his father's occupation. He could never fully experience the atmosphere of a certain place. The moment he started feeling at home or made friends, he would pack up and move to another location.
I don't even remember the last time I actually had a friend group, said Billy.
But why? Asked Kaysen.
Because the hardest part is to open up, let people in, and then get up to leave. Now I'm just tired of feeling like a freaking nomad. I just flow with my life now, not knitting myself to things or people.
Do you feel lonely? Asked Kaysen.
Nah, I see myself as a lone wolf. It is inherited. My father was bred the same way. I guess I'll do that to my kid.
Do you have to do that to your kid?
Kaysen asked as he thought about something.
I have to. I've been brought up this way.
To tell you a secret, a new town starts eating me if I start to spend a little over the time I'm used to being in a specific town. It is what it is. It makes me anxious.
I don't feel anything now.
Kaysen turned a corner as he kept Billy engaged in the conversation. Passing the ice cream parlor, they entered a dirty alley. Crossing it till the end, they headed for a woody field. Billy, lost in the moment, skipped over rocks, moving forward while Kaysen kept his gaze fixed on the way. Looking for the source of his curiosity, his eyes sparkled at the sight of an abandoned barn.
Billy!
Yes?
Look!
Billy turned to gape at the barn.
Cool. Where are we anyway?
It doesn't matter.
Billy stepped a few steps back as he focused his eyes on Kaysen, who had no smile on his face.
I'm about to tell you something which you will hate me for. But I like you, and you deserve to know the truth.
You're not going to kill me, are you?
What? Hell no. Why would I do that?
Kaysen felt offended.
Then what is with the spooky place?
Because it is linked to what I'm about to tell you.
Okay, I am listening.
Kaysen walked closer to him, gaping at him eye to eye.
I am sorry, but we lost the race because of me.
Dude, I told you it is cool.
I fell on my own.
I know.
What?
His mouth stood agape in shock. Billy casually smiled as he fixed his hair.
I knew you tripped on purpose. Grayson was giving you the stare throughout the game. I knew from the start that I would win, unless someone pulls a stunt, and that is exactly what they did.
Grayson said he would beat me up. I was scared.
It is cool. I know a bully when I see one.
So, you're not angry?
I won't be if you buy me ice cream.
I got something better. Follow me.
Billy walked behind Kaysen as he made his way to the slightly ajar barn gate.
Don't tell me we were going in there.
Don't worry.
You are too nice to be snuffed out like this. Kaysen chuckled and pulled the gate to the side. Billy gasped at the sight of his stolen bike.
What? My bike? How?
He excitedly pulled it out and scanned for any signs of damage. Looking up at Kaysen, he asked,
How?
Let's just say we are even.
But who took it in the first place?
It doesn't matter. In real life, you pay a hefty price for cheating. Their consequences are due. Billy's smile subsided at the realization. Kaysen started walking out of the woods.
You still want ice cream, right?
He asked, without turning.
The treat is on me. I got my bike back. Okay, but I don't do below 2 scoops.
They laughed.
Hey.
Yeah?
Thanks. You are a different one.
You bet I am.